Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, how much and what type of exercise you do depends on your fitness level, your goals, your time constraints, but a complete exercise program should definitely include cardio, strength training, flexibility, and now the American College of Sports Medicine says neuromuscular training. So we're talking about a well-rounded fitness program today. My guest is Deborah Redder. She's an ACSM Exercise is Medicine Network Builders Team Advisor. So Deborah, when we talk about this well-rounded program, and certainly we can bring in a little exercise as medicine, the global initiative of the American College of Sports Medicine, what do you think, if someone is just beginning, what would you tell them is the best advice to start an exercise program and trying to include all of these things? And please be specific with exercises.
Sure. Thank you for having me. The triad of cardiovascular endurance, strength endurance, and flexibility endurance is a combination of elements for particularly people just beginning with exercise. So the mantra that all adults should take a note on is start where you are. And wherever that is, take a look at the cardiovascular endurance, strength training or resistance training, flexibility movements that you perform currently in your daily life. And then look at what you can do, again, starting where you are, and then also compare that to the American College of Sports Medicine and Exercises Medicine guidelines for minimum capacities for changing the health and wellness of your current status.
Well, so Deborah, okay, people are listening to you and saying, I have no idea what she means, starting where I am. You know, what does that mean? I need for you to tell the listeners if where they are, no matter where they are, can they start with a walking? Can they walk outside? Should they be on a treadmill? Do they need to join a club? How do you strength train? Do you start with the body weight exercises we've talked about on this show? Or do you pick up some weights and start going? How do you stretch? Give them a working routine.
So for cardiovascular endurance, a walking program and or a swimming and aqua program are more than a good starting point. How long and how far, that totally depends on your own comfort level. So you can walk outdoors, you can walk indoors. For strength training, just continuing to build your own muscular system through progressive resistance with either handheld weights or elastic tubing with handles. And then flexibility training, just moving the main joints, your shoulders and hips, ankles, hands, and feet, can bring about a daily improvement of the range of motion that you have. So that's what to do. Where to do this is certainly a personal decision. I really think that exploring an expert's viewpoint and comparing that to what your current status is important. So if you're sedentary and just beginning, seeking out expert advice, oftentimes you can find that in a personal trainer or a group exercise fitness professional, in a fitness center or a YMCA or a health-based hospital fitness center. There are numerous community-based activities that are led by fitness professionals with good credentials and lots of experience. Or you can just start on your own. And many people opt to do that just to get started using the knowledge that they have and the experience that they've gained from the past.
Well, and people can, you know, so, okay, so if we kind of put this into a nice little picture, people can go either join to a club. They can start with walking and or aqua is a nice place to go if you're a beginner.
Sure.
If you've already been somebody who exercised, then you kind of have an idea of what your body can accomplish. You know, now, but let's move on to flexibility because people don't really, truly know, Deborah, how to stretch. And they lift their arms above their heads or they have seen people stretch their quadriceps, you know. First best question, to stretch or not to stretch a cold muscle?
For an adult, it's not recommended to stretch a cold muscle.
So you warm up, what, 10 minutes on the treadmill, on the bike, something before you start your stretch?
Oh, I think so. 10 to 12, even 15 minutes of a warm-up. And moving the your major muscles, your largest muscles, the ones that are below the belt, your shoulders, your chest, your back, and moving some blood and gaining some increased circulation in a warm-up really guides the flexibility through the shoulders and the hips and the feet and the arms a little bit more safely.
Okay, now what about things like those hurdler stretches people have heard or stretching your hamstrings up on a, you know, bench or a chair? Are these things effective?
They can be for experienced athletes. The most riskiest position for anyone that's just getting started is compressing the knee joint as in a hurdler stretch in such a way that it fully flexes or closes up behind the body, and it puts a lot of stress on the knee. And so stretches can be done anywhere. You can sit in a chair. You can sit on the floor. You can even perform really good stretches just laying in bed and working the major joints in such a way that they get a good stretch. Stretch to the point of discomfort without overstretching after a warm-up is just really a great way to get started.
Well, that's good. That's very good advice because people don't realize that they can stretch. A good time to stretch is also in the morning. When you wake up, before you get out of bed, I always recommend to my patients, my, you know, clients, that they pull their knees into their chest and kind of stretch their back a little bit before they get up out of bed because they're warm from under the blanket. And it kind of gives your body that letting you know that you're getting up, you know, that I'm about to start moving around.
I think sometimes that people overlook the great way being in bed gives you a safe surface, a soft surface, and that you can do a lot of stretching in bed.
Oh, absolutely, and especially for any of the older population that says, well, I don't have a bench and I can't go down on the floor. There's certainly nothing wrong with using your bed and doing it that way so that you can do some of these exercises that we're discussing. So now in the last 30 seconds or so, Deborah, 30, 40 seconds, wrap up cardio, strength training, and flexibility for us.
Each are equally important, and each provide you inside-out improvement for gaining better health, wellness, and if we look at it that way, go from the inside out, increase blood flow, circulation, better sensitivity to the sugar levels in your body, more muscular contractions with more oxygen in your blood, and the flexibility for better posture is overlooked often, and better posture can really give us not only more confidence from an emotional point of view, but also help us to breathe better.
Well, certainly that is the great advice. It does help us to breathe better. You're listening to Train Your Body on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.